Vinny and Nikki in the morning.
All right, imagine you return home after a night out and you find dozens of people partying in your apartment. Strangers, whoa, people you've never met before. Seriously, this is a true story. It happened here in Montreal. This man, his name's Adam Mongrain, said that he had quite the shock. It happened just a couple of weeks ago. Came home to his Montreal apartment around 2 a.m. Strangers partying. It smelled like cannabis. It smelled like cigarette smoke. People had been cooking his food. And his entire apartment basically was trash. There are some photos, he said, but it's hard to convey the extent at which all of his things were ruined. He said there were $6,000 worth of possessions missing or stolen, including money, their passports completely gone, and he was confused. He confronted them and said, like, what the hell are you doing in my house?
Seriously.
How did you get here? Turns out they were clients from booking.com. You can rent like short-term rentals, kind of similar to Airbnb, and what they have figured out happened is that the landlord put the downstairs apartment on the short-term rental website, and apparently they think that the renters just walked in the wrong unit. And the landlord has confirmed the details of this story, but the landlord said they never provided a key to the clients.
Yeah, that was my question. So they didn't break in. The landlord didn't give them a key.
Yeah.
So how did they get in? That doesn't make sense to me. Something's fishy.
Okay. And then when they get in, there's like a full fridge of food and, you know, like when does that ever happen when you rent like a rental home and you get there and there's like the kitchen stocked?
Well, these people aren't like, they're party animals. I'm assuming I don't want to assume that they're young, but I mean, they're not going to question things. Clearly, right. They stole people's thing. They're not going to question what's going on. And normally they'll have like sugar, some salt and pepper in the place, like cups and stuff that you can use, but not everything that you own.
They could have brought their own stuff.
Welcome to dig through. So I don't think, and they sounds like they were drunk and high also. So I don't think we can blame those people for questioning whether or not they were in the right place. But I do question, like, what happened with the landlord? Was the landlord also drunk and high? And what happened? How did they get into this person's house?
I think the landlord's in on this.
You think the landlord's in on it?
He's in on it. He joined the party, gave him a key. Then, you know, he's denying everything. I think he's somehow associated. I don't know what's going on here. This is a fishy situation.
Something doesn't add up. You think it's, he's just doing some sort of an insurance scheme where he's trying to, like...
Well, the landlord's the one who's going to get sued now, basically. There's not really much that they can do otherwise.
Right.
Like, he consulted a lawyer, and the lawyer was like, yeah, your landlord is the one who put the wrong place up or let the wrong people in your apartment, so you have to deal with it with him. So, at first, I thought maybe, like, insurance scam, too, but he's going to go through, an awful long and hard battle with his landlord to try and prove what happened.
I'm just thinking, if they broke into your place, Nikki, they get some healthy treats, right?
I would be so gutted if I walked in and people were in my place like that.
It's violating.
It is violating. You feel like it's never yours again, you know?
Seriously.
But then again, if you can't beat him, join him. I mean, probably was a hell of a party.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, man. That's like a movie or something. It's weird.
Exactly.
All right, are you or do you live with someone who is a sleepwalker or a sleep talker? We're taking your texts at 92925. Good morning. We're talking about this because this is a new issue, but more and more teens are doing this while they're asleep. So, I mean, you had to have been able to guess that I was talking about texting while sleeping, right? What else are teens doing while
posting on Instagram? I don't know.
Probably part of it as well. But there's new research shows that sleep texting is very real and becoming a huge problem. It is a lot of teens are doing it, using smartphones late at night to message friends. And it's on the rise among teens and college students as well. And obviously the people who are texting while they're sleeping reported poor sleep quality, and they found that most of them do not remember doing the sleep texting, and most of them failed to remember what they had texted at all the next day when somebody asked.
Be careful
them.
Who you text. Like, if you text your boss or something, or like, and you know,
there are some serious repercussions. Yeah,
like,
but not to mention, it's pretty scary that it's texting is so ingrained in our psyche now that without even thinking, our intuition is just leading us to our phones.
And for some teens from such a young age, I remember, like, when we started texting, we had to do the numbers. So you had to press 12 times to get to the D, and then you went past it and you had to go back, you know? So it's like, we weren't doing it as much is the point, right? Like, they found when they did this study, there was one girl who says she wears mittens to bed to prevent herself from sleep texting.
Oh my God.
Because she'll just
get the the phone out of the room
all night. Oh, no, they can't sleep without their phones beside them.
God. Yeah, Nikki, I remember you talked about how it's so much more healthier when you have your phone outside of the room. Mm-hmm. And when I was off, I left my phone downstairs. It was unintentional. I didn't have to wake up the next morning, so I didn't need it for my alarm. I slept incredible. When you know it's not beside you, you don't think about it. Because sometimes, I don't know about you, if you're lying there when you wake up and you know your phone's there, you're going to grab it, right?
It's instinctual.
Right? You just want to check Instagram, and then you're just there for 10, 15 minutes.
I've always been so fascinated with the idea of sleep talking and sleepwalking, like obsessed when I was a kid. I used to pretend to sleepwalk and my mom would be like, Nicole, you're awake. And I was like five years old. I'd be like, no, I was just obsessed with the idea that you could do like human things and live life while you were still sleeping. I loved it so much. Have you ever lived with somebody who was a sleep talker or walker? No, thank God. Would freak you out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm not making light of this because I know this can be like a really debilitating issue for a lot of people. I was just always so like fascinated with it. And we're talking about it because they've done a new study and they found that sleep texting has become very prevalent among young people, that they're in the middle of the night using their phones, sending texts that they have no recollection of.
We're getting some texts at 99925. Apparently, I sleepwalk and sleep talk all the time. My husband has told me I've tried to walk through walls in the middle of the night. Imagine that being kind of painful.
This one's creepy. It says, my sister is so weird when she's sleeping. When my brother comes home in the middle of the night, she starts screaming, who is it? Is it a robber? And she keeps asking until he responds. And sometimes she just comes to the front door and stares at me and then leaves after a couple of minutes.
Okay, that's not creepy at all. Yeah.
Creepy. Kim, now you've sleepwalk?
Oh, yeah. It was bad when I was a kid. It was anxiety or stress related. As I've grown up, it's kind of tempered off. I'm waiting for my daughter to start doing it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Layla's on the phone. Apparently, you've sleep texted before.
Yes, and I woke it up the next day and I checked my phone and I see it and I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. I don't recall it. And the texts themselves don't make any sense.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. It happened a few times.
Aren't you nervous about keeping your phone next to you?
No, I don't. I plug it in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And I go to bed.
You'd have to. It could be disastrous.
And who did you text?
It's usually my husband.
Okay.
That's all safe, right. At least. Probably. Yeah,
and he got used to me. He's like, you don't make any sense. You're sleeping.
Thanks, Layla, for chiming in. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.
This text says, my brother's a sleep eater. He gets up in the middle of the night and eats. He makes a huge mess, doesn't remember. He can eat an entire box of cookies, cereal, and doesn't remember. Mm. Only reason he'll realize is because of the mess he's left.
How convenient. And he leaves out all the fruits and vegetables, right? Those are untouched, but
he doesn't remember.
I just think that would be a disaster for my metabolism. I would never be able to recover from that. Seriously. Okay, so if you know someone who's more old school and they talk in their sleep instead of texting, apparently the things that people say in their sleep is actually very similar. They've done studies on this and they found that sleep talk is mostly very negative. Okay. People say no in their sleep 4 times more often than they do while they're awake. They use the F word a lot more often in their sleep. Yeah. And a lot of sleep talk is just like gibberish, but oftentimes it's coming from like a negative place. They're having some sort of like scuffle or something in their dreams, I guess. And that's why they're talking. My mom will talk in her sleep and I'm always like trying to be like, what are you saying? I always think it's going to like relate to life somehow.
Yeah.
No, it's just nothing. It's just negative gibberish.
And she drops enough F-bombs in real life, right? True. While she's awake. So it doesn't surprise
That's
me.
True. More than the average person.
She does.
Should one Christmas classic be banned from being played on the radio? There's a station in the States that has pulled it from its playlist because they've deemed it inappropriate. And we'd love to know what you think. You can text us this morning at 99925. So there's so many incredible Christmas classics that go back so many years, including even the 1930s. Like, baby, it's cold outside. And there's a station in Cleveland, one of the hosts blogged that we're in a different time right now because of the Me Too movement. And this host believes that the lyrics are deemed inappropriate. And when listening to this song now, it should not be played at all. We're talking about Baby, It's Cold Outside. Listen to this part of the song that she's referencing.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
No
dream?
Cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I'll say, no,
mind
no,
if I move in close.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
Really, baby,
so at one point there, she said, say, what's in this drink?
Yeah.
And when she was trying to leave, you know, he's basically not letting her leave. And she's saying, no, no, no. And we are in a different world right now. And I literally listened to this song from start to finish, picked up on lyrics that I never even realized before. And I did feel uncomfortable listening to it.
Yeah.
I did. I never thought I would because it's a classic. They did pull a Facebook poll. This station put it on Facebook, and a lot of people are saying don't touch it. 90% of the people who listen to this station in the United States say it's a classic. Don't touch it.
Okay, so we're curious to know what you think. You can text us at 92925, see if Montrealers feel the same. I don't know. When I first saw there was like a huge kerfluffle over this song, I was like, what's the big deal? And it's weird because we're going through the same thing actually with that old movie, the old Rudolph movie. People are saying that it just like glorifies bullying and that it needs to be pulled. And a lot of the actors who were in that old movie are talking about that as well. So I can't say that this song in particular necessarily like triggered something in me, but it got me thinking about, if you just take for example some of those like 1950s ads that we'll see every once in a while that are like so clearly sexist.
Oh, big time.
You know, it'll be like, so the harder a wife works, the cuter she looks.
Yeah,
so there was a time after those ads were suddenly considered inappropriate where people still probably weren't completely triggered by them. You know what I mean? But now we look back and we're like, that is absolutely ridiculous and ludicrous and hard for us to fathom that an entire world of people didn't just allowed that to be considered normal, you know? So I'm wondering if something like this song may be the same case. So maybe it's not something that caused any like rage in me necessarily, but maybe people are going to be looking back thinking, how did people let that song play and let that go on and nobody thought, this is a song about non-consent. Like, this is an issue. Why is nobody standing up?
But you can't rewrite history. I mean, if we went back and righted all the wrongs, you know, that were either in art or in the advertising world, I mean, there's a lot of work to do. And at this point, we just need to move forward. I mean, if you took every song on the radio that had some sort of innuendo or that referenced something that could be misconstrued, there's a lot of songs that fall in that category.
But we're not talking about something being misconstrued. I think this is pretty odd. Like, in this song,
well,
it's
we don't
a different...
know. He says, what's in this drink? She could be referring to alcohol. We don't know exactly. I mean, it's hard to believe that they would have written a song specifically insinuating that. But, you know, again...
It's not hard to believe when you look back at history. It's really not hard to believe.
It was a different time. And if you do go dissect the lyrics, it will shock you. It really will.
Yeah.
Of what is written in that song.
I know. There are a lot of songs in the past that, you know, rub me the wrong way and I don't think should be played, but they're still played. I mean, it's just, if you're doing it with this song, there's a whole, you know, slew of other songs that I think would fall under that same
like
category.
Like what songs are so clearly about rape and non-consent? Because if you can name one, I'm so happy to hear it.
Okay. Well, can I get back to you in a few minutes?
Sure. We'll give you a few minutes.
Okay,
how's
great.
That?
Thank God.
Okay. Well, and I'll be honest, in the last year or so, I don't know if this happens to you guys too, when I hear songs like Song, and when I hear songs like Baby Got Back and songs like Smack That and stuff like that, I do hear them differently than I did a few years ago. And I think it's because of what has happened in the last couple of years and the movement. It does make me hear songs completely different than I used to back in the day. So I don't know if I'm alone on that. But Sam, you did mention there are songs you wanted to bring up that I guess would be banned as well.
Yeah, there are some songs that can be misconstrued and no one can prove whether or not they actually do have to, whether they do reference this, but there are songs, there's a Prince song called I Want to Be Your Lover. People think that Blurred Lines from Robin Thicke as well is referencing that. What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber?
Okay, no, we cannot agree on the Justin Bieber one.
I'm just saying songs have been misconstrued.
Okay, that's ridiculous. Okay. He's talking about like arguing and not understanding what a female is trying to say, though.
It's the line when you nod your head.
Leave Justin Bieber out of this. Leave Justin Bieber alone.
Again, this is the internet speaking. And there was even a feminist critique of the song Timber by Kesha and Pitbull as well. So, I mean, there are songs out there that can be misconstrued. And if you're going to, you know, put one under the flame and critique it, then you have to, it has to be an even playing field for the rest.
You know, like I said, this song didn't initially cause me any distress. And like I said, as soon as I heard it, I want to sing along with it. But it did get me thinking that maybe that is going to change within a few years. You know, maybe I'll be looking back thinking, I can't believe we sang along with that on the radio. I mean, it's very, of course, you can't exactly prove what's happening in it. But with everything happening right now, like Vinny said, with the Me Too movement and with the changes that we're witnessing, it is a female saying, no, what's in my drink? Yeah. No, no, no. And him convincing. So I can see how maybe some people, we got a text from somebody who said, as a victim who has PTSD, yes, that song triggers me, but I know that some people love that song a lot. So I can just turn off the radio for 4 minutes or change the station if they didn't like it. Yeah. So there's somebody who has dealt with the emotion surrounding it and says the song doesn't need to be banned, but said like, yeah, it really does trigger something in them.
Would you ban the song? We're taking your texts and calls. Lisa, what do you think?
Oh, you know what?
it's so upsetting. We are picking at everything now. We're becoming so sensitive to everything. I mean, a Christmas song that's a classic, why don't we pick it like the, you know, reggaeton that talks about a lot of other issues? It's not the, no.
When you say you're sensitive, and a lot of people are saying that now, but are we really any more sensitive than prior generations? Because, like I said, there are so many other things that were once considered normal that we find offensive now, but past generations at one point shut those things down. So isn't it just sort of how the world works and how we evolve?
Yeah, for sure. We're evolving, and it's great that we're doing that. But at the same time, I mean, the song itself is not talking about rape or sex. I mean, we don't even know that they did it. I think he was just wooing her and trying to get her to, you know.
He wanted her to stay to play cards. He did. That's all
Scrabble.
He wanted.
I think it was Scrabble.
And you know what? I think as a girl, we've all been in the situation where the guy is trying to woo you and, oh, stay a little bit longer. But, I mean, I don't think it meant anything about the sleeping together and non-consent.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, buddy, guys.
We love you. Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks, you too.
All right. Thanks for all the texts this morning at 99.25. We're still going to play I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, though.
What's wrong with that song yet? I don't know.
I don't think we are.
Oh, no. There's no petition to ban it.
The good news for all of you, I will not sing along with Baby It's Cold Outside now. I just can't. It feels different now. So
it does, right?
Lucky for you.
It's also in the movie Elf, right? There's a whole scene in Elf.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Vinny and Nikki in the Morning podcast. Stay tuned for more podcasts and make sure you listen to the show weekdays from 5:30 to 8:20 only on the Beat 92.5. The Beat 92.5.